This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa removes four ministers representing Janata Samajwadi Party from their posts. Election Commission starts printing ballot papers for federal and provincial elections. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma seeks support for Nepal to help face climate change challenges during World Bank meeting. And bomb explosion on military bus near Syria's capital Damascus kills at least 18 soldiers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has removed four ministers from their post who were representing the Janata Samajwadi Party. Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Rajendra Prasad Shrestha, Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Mrigendra Kumar Singh, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Mohammad Istiak Rai and Forest and Environment Minister Pradeep Yadav have been relieved from their responsibilities. Prime Minister Dewa removed the ministers from his cabinet as the Janata Samajwadi Party left the ruling coalition and formed an electoral alliance with the opposition CPM. And UML. Issuing a statement today, the Office of the President informed that President Vidyadevi Bhandari has designated the portfolios of the concerned ministries to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa. Likewise, President Bhandari has designated the responsibility of the Ministry of Law, Justice and Federal Affairs to Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki. President Bhandari designated the responsibility of the Law Ministry to Minister Karki as the term of the Law Minister Govinda Prasad Sharma Kwirwala ended. The decision was made as Minister Kwirwala did not have membership in the Federal Parliament and his 6 months office term came to an end. The Election Commission has started to print the ballot papers for the upcoming first-past-the-post elections. Joint spokesperson of the Election Commission, Rishi Ram Bhusal, said 503 types of ballot papers would be printed for the November 20th elections. All the election constituencies would get different ballot papers. Joint spokesperson Bhusal further said ballot papers for the mountainous and high hilly districts would be printed in the first phase. He added that the ballot papers would only include the election symbols of the candidates listed in the final name list published by the commission yesterday. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has expressed its concern over an opinion poll for the elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly through various social sites. Issuing a statement today, the Election Commission said some people are found to have carried out an opinion poll about political parties and candidates through social sites and such acts are punishable as per the laws. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presided over the 53rd governance session of the World Bank Group and the Southeast Asian Group of the International Monetary Fund on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. In the session held at the annual meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, various problems faced by the member states were discussed. On the occasion, the participants emphasized that the problems of countries like Nepal should be addressed by providing financial aid. Likewise, Finance Minister Sharma participated in the sideline executive dialogue session and discussed the steps taken by the member states to address the problems brought by climate change. Also on Wednesday, Finance Minister Sharma met with Samantha Power, the Chief Administrator of the USAID at its headquarters and discussed establishing a strong foundation for the promotion of bilateral interest and cooperation between Nepal and the US. In the meeting, Finance Minister Sharma lauded the support provided by the US to the socio-economic development endeavors of Nepal. According to the Nepali Embassy in the US, Finance Minister Sharma showed support for Nepal to help it face the challenges in information technology, climate change and other priorities areas set by the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
ओहो सम्झे, प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो,
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Navin Srivastava, paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Balakrishna Khar at the Home Ministry today. The Home Ministry informed that Home Minister Khar and Ambassador Srivastava discussed bilateral relations and cooperation exchanges between Nepal and India. On the occasion, Ambassador Srivastava expressed best wishes to the government of Nepal and the Home Minister for the successful completion of the upcoming federal and provincial elections. Home Minister Khan shared that the government would hold the election in a free and fair environment. Earlier today, Chinese Ambassador Hou Yanji paid a farewell call on the Home Minister Khan at the Home Ministry. The Nepali Congress has called on the rebel candidates to withdraw their candidacies by the 17th of October. Issuing a statement today, the party made it clear that it would not take actions against the rebel candidates and their supporters if they withdrew their candidacies by the deadline. The Nepali Congress yesterday announced that it would suspend the rebel candidates and their supporters for 5 years as they filed candidacies against the candidates of the ruling coalition. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. A bomb explosion on a military bus near Syria's capital Damascus killed at least 18 soldiers, injuring 27 others. Syrian state media has reported a military bus in Damascus countryside was targeted today morning by a terrorist detonation with an explosive device that was planted in advance. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast occurred on Thursday in the Al-Sabura area in the countryside of Damascus. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack and no comment from Syrian authorities. Indian health officials have ordered a maker of cough syrups to hold production after they were linked to the deaths of children in the Gambia. Indian regulators found that Maiden Pharmaceuticals broke rules across its manufacturing and testing activities. The World Health Organization issued a global alert over four of Maiden's cough syrups linked to the deaths of almost 70 children. According to the BBC, investigations are currently underway in India and the Gambia. Regulators said they had suspended all manufacturing activities at the New Delhi West farm after finding it had broken a number of safety rules. The president of the Gambia, Adam Barrow, said authorities would leave no stone unturned in their investigation. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall with thunder and lightning to occur at one or two places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur removes four ministers representing Janata Samajwadi Party from their posts. Election Commission starts printing ballot papers for federal and provincial elections. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma seeks support for Nepal to help face climate change challenges during World Bank meeting, and a bomb explosion on military bus near Syria's capital Damascus kills at least 18 soldiers. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.